Hello there. This is Astronomy Minute, and I'm your host, Professor Atok. This episode is called, How Do Astronomers Disseminate Their Scientific Research Results? As described in the podcast entitled, What is Science? The purpose of science is to better understand the natural world. Today's scientists are building upon the discoveries of their predecessors. As such, it is of the utmost importance for scientific findings to be disseminated to other scientists, so that this process of discovery can continue to build and enhance our understanding of the natural world. In astronomy, there are three principal ways in which scientific findings are conveyed to other scientists. One way is that astronomers give talks or oral presentations to other astronomers at scientific conferences and local colloquia, usually sponsored by colleges or universities. Many times, these presentations contain results that are hot off the presses, and in some cases, preliminary. And the presentation is intended to solicit feedback from the audience about the implications of the results. If the talk is presented at a scientific conference, then oftentimes the organizers of the conference will publish the contents of each of the talks as papers in the form of a book that is referred to as a conference proceeding. The gold standard, however, is the publication of the scientific research results in a peer-reviewed professional journal. The paper, which comprehensively describes the research findings, is submitted to one of these peer-reviewed journals, and the editors seek one or two independent scientists, also known as referees, to review the details of the findings for scientific validity and veracity, hence the name peer-reviewed. Usually, the editor will ask the authors of the submitted paper to modify its contents based on the recommendations of the reviewers to be sure the quality of the paper meets the high standards of the journal. Once it does, the editor will accept the paper and it will be published in a subsequent issue of the journal. On certain occasions, submitted papers are rejected for publication, even after multiple revisions, because they do not meet the high scientific standards of the journal to which they're submitted. Thank you for listening.